This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live on this Thursday, the 16th day of July, 2015. We have a jam-packed global transmission lined up for you today. The corporate media is going into overdrive, deceiving the population about what Jade Helm really is. It, of course, kicked off yesterday. We've got a whole bunch of other news about the ongoing collapse of Europe, what's happening with the campaign, the latest on Donald Trump, medical news, and so much more. But first off, Leanne McAdoo on what they're not telling you about Jade Helm.
The Jade Helm military exercise kicked off today, and already we're seeing media outlets taking the angle of conspiracy nuts, thinking Texas is going to be invaded, martial law is imminent, people being rounded up into these underground Walmart tunnels, basically painting genuine concern as nothing more than crazy conspiracy theory. But one thing the media has failed to address altogether is the mastering the human domain angle of Jade Helm. This is something that we covered in depth months ago. I want to bring it back up to reiterate that this is what we need to be concerned with. The battlefield of the future is not going to be taking place between nation states per se. It is literally going to be a war for your mind. It's all about total information awareness, and that's what we're going to break down here today. So just to review, in military terminology, the human domain or human domain analytics refers to the global understanding of anything associated with people. Mastery of the human domain results from obtaining total information awareness on a mass scale, and we can break it down into four specific categories: who you are, what you do, who you know, and the context.
So I really had the privilege of running a more of a multi-innovation cell. The cell's objectives were to use as much non-traditional data from an intel standpoint, do sense making of data so that not only your analysts, but your machine learning, your algorithms you could build would ultimately get to a predictive analysis cell. It's very, very hard to do, especially if you don't have all the data. Basically, old data is good data, new data is good data, and all data is good.
Now, with present-day technology, meaning that pretty much anyone can upload a video onto the internet and reach the entire world in a second, the government has not only hyper-incentivized the collection of data, but also merging all of the relevant agencies. And so that's another big aspect of Jade Helm, is that we have a lot of these agencies working together with local law enforcement. James Clapper, who is the current director of National Intelligence, said in 2009, activity-based surveillance built on a strong foundation of human dimension analysis will form the intellectual underpinning of how we perform intelligence in the future. A conference on mastering the human domain featured high-level military and intelligence officials openly discussing gathering publicly available data to create these detailed maps with layered information.
The recognition of the importance of the human domain and that sophisticated understanding of all those things you said, the tribal history, language, culture, it's so significant.
So Jade Helm is more than a simple military exercise. If you understand the technology that's involved, then you'll see that Jade Helm is more of an intelligence operation using geospatial intelligence mapping. And as information from low-level surveillance technologies such as stingrays and predictive policing programs are all getting siphoned up into NSA data centers, a detailed global map will continue to grow with near-endless stats on all individuals. Jade Helm will not result in martial law. Rather, they are using this geospatial intelligence mapping to build a simulation, and that simulation will help them with predictive programming techniques, as well as it's going to bring America one step closer to total domination by the surveillance state and the military-industrial complex.
you understand the question, you understand the needs, potential threats, and you're putting that information together in a way that the sum is significantly larger, more valuable, more useful than the individual parts.
Jade Helm is Total Domination. Leanne McAdoo's report, we're going to post it.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Just look at these headlines at drugsreport.com. Then I'll go to InfoWars.com. Just look at them. Boom bust, micro apartments are coming to the Midwest. Scientists edit genes to produce artificial sperm. Will generate army of half-cloned mice. Robot passes self-awareness test. That's AI. Hindu-Muslim couples slit each other's throats in Taj Mahal suicide pact. Vets' disability claims ended up in shred bins. Department officials at the Veterans Affairs accused of threatening tweets aimed at whistleblowers. Artificial intelligence to replace family doctor. It's going to stop right there. You notice I told you a long time ago, more than 15 years ago, that they would edit genes in the egg and the sperm, because that had all been announced in research that was already done in the U.S. and England. Everything we see in the news is basically 15 to 30 years old.
when they roll it out to the public. You notice they're talking about artificial intelligence to replace family doctor. Artificial intelligence is already replacing it. There used to be articles, by 2050, the entire military will be drones and self-aware combat robots. How about 2025, 2020? Now they're admitting that. They always say it further out so you don't get upset, but to condition you. It's a formula. They follow formulas. Criminals follow formulas. Successful people, too, but not corrupt, evil ones. And then there's all the financial news coming in that the economy is in deep trouble. I really spent some time watching Donald Trump's speeches and his interviews. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you my take on Donald Trump. I've really done some soul searching on the subject, and I'll give you my take on whether I think he's a shill or not. Here's some of the news articles that just illustrate things at Infowars.com. Video, cop face slams, handcuffed teen girl into the concrete floor, knocking out her teeth. And now the police department wants to give him a medal and is calling him a victim. That's the inversion of reality. A new video, Obama supporters advocate tearing down racist Mount Rushmore. We told you that was coming. In fact, I said a few weeks ago, reporters, go out and call for tearing down Mount Rushmore. Well, Mark Dice has done it. Star of the Confederate flag theft video to be charged by police. An excellent Leanne McAdoo report, what they won't tell you about Jade Helm. Another important article, stone cold proof that America deserves judgment. And that's the breakdown of Planned Parenthood's director, one of their major directors of an entire national program, senior director of medical services for the Federation of America, Planned Parenthood, just talking about selling body parts and how they're trying to get around it to make more money, sitting there drinking wine at a expensive restaurant, fine dining. And again, this is a picture or a video that tells a million words of literally supping, paying for expensive wine and Italian food at an upscale restaurant with a paycheck from baby's body parts. And that's why it's in the news that they just take your medical file when you go to the VA and they stick it in a circular file. And it's been in the news for over a year. We were one of the outlets that broke it. I'm not bragging. I'm just pointing out we're a very legitimate operation that breaks tons of news. That it wasn't that they just weren't getting around to treating people. They were being told by the computer program run by IBM, the Thomas Computer, Thomas Watson Computers, to kill people, to give them a death sentence. And then now it's in the news that a year later it's worse than it was. Yeah, because they got away with it. And so now we play the videos in Texas and other states where you go in, you say, yeah, I'm a veteran, I'm here to enroll. And they go, sorry, we're not even accepting new applications. See, now it's an application to get health care. And this is what you're going to get under Obamacare. And I was thinking about it this morning. About trying to reach out to the public and to show them how they've been conditioned to accept just such incredible evil. And how if one man dies, it's a tragedy. If 10,000 die, it's a statistic. To quote Joe Stalin, if there was a horror movie where there was some evil alien shapeshifter that would hunt down pregnant women and tie them down, and then like a vampire, suck the baby out of them and eat it. It would be a horrible, you know, R-rated film that would just be terrifying, and people would hate that fictional entity with all their instincts and want to kill it. But if it's government-funded, globalist-funded, Klan-funded, Hitler-supported, hardcore institution that solicits money to, quote, kill black babies, then they're lauded as the most liberal thing since Martin Luther King or whatever. It's like the second coming of Christ or Mahatma Gandhi, and it's wonderful. This woman sitting there, we played the video the last 2 days, maybe I should play it again, as she smacks her lips and enjoys it and clearly gets off on talking about baby parts while she's slurping fine red wine. And I agree with Jakari Jackson when he co-hosted the show Tuesday in Overdrive when he said, I laud the camera guy with the hidden camera because I couldn't sit there with a straight face. I couldn't either. Actually, I have an investigative report because it's so important to complete the mission. But, I mean, I'd want to slap that woman upside her head. I mean, have some reverence, at least if you're a body snatcher. But see, she can't even do that. It's not enough they're rendering these babies down like they're a pig getting gutted at a slaughterhouse. Where are the animal rights activists caring about humans? Well, you find out PETA is a eugenics cult. The head of PETA is a follower of Peter Singer, who says go ahead and kill kids up to age 3, kill old people. The government or a computer should decide when your quality of life is good and then cap you. And they sell it like a right to die movement. And I don't like suicide, but I understand what people do when they're in so much pain. I don't judge people that commit suicide, and I don't think God does either. I can't speak for God, but just at my gut level and my spirit, I think if somebody's in excruciating pain or their kids have died in a plane crash and they're distraught, and I understand jumping off a cliff, I wouldn't personally do it. But selling assisted suicide and eugenics and euthanasia as if it's just some choice of somebody who's in great pain is not what's happening. This is about devaluing human life and having the state remove people like THX1138 or Logan's Run or The Island. You know, you go see the movie The Island, that's based on a famous novel, and they've got these people that think they're contestants on a, you know, game show in the future after a biological war, and they're going to get sent to this wonderful island. And the truth is, they're just a clone of a famous person, and then they get rendered down for their organs when it comes time. But then when it's really happening, you don't hear a word out of any. This story's been out for 3 days. It's getting millions of reads on Infowars.com, millions of reads at Daily Caller, and scores of other libertarian websites. And the mainstream media won't even cover it other than having the Washington Post and Salon basically come out and say it's not true. Just like world government isn't real, just like Fast and Furious isn't real, just like Benghazi didn't happen, just like raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, just like 2 + 2 = 5, just like you can keep your doctor, just like you didn't build your business, you people are not liberals. You are placeholders to neutralize the left that historically was some type of check against out-of-control fascist activity. And now you are the fascist. And then you got the Republican leadership working with you on ending the country, on open borders, on bankrupting the nation, on blocking GMO labeling, on Obamacare, again, written by mega corporations as a galactic screw job to double and triple prices and take doctors out of the mix where computers make decisions, diagnostic systems that get their parameters from the federal database. People say, oh, well, a robot will be impartial. That's the most ridiculous statement ever. I could program a computer to say, don't give care to anybody. And they have liberal movies like Elysium where they reprogram the computers and the robots to give everybody care. But in the real world, they just programmed everything to not give you care. Again, it's inverted reality. Take Jade Helm. Eisenhower says there's an incredible threat military-industrial complex. Don't have military operations domestically. The funding needs to be cut. It's taking over. That's common sense. Now we have a militarized police. We have a federal government out of control. And we say, hey, this giant unprecedented drill, we should look at it. And they misrepresent that.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Was the prisoner of doubt. I'm going to give you my bottom line take on Donald Trump. It's similar to what I said earlier, but I want to revise and extend my remarks, use a congressional parliamentary term. And then coming up, the latest lies from the corporate establishment media about Jade Helm attacking this talk show host. I mean, they say that we say Walmart are secret death camps. We are the ones that debunked it. They say that we are saying that it's called Homeland Eradication of Local Militias. We never said that. And they don't show a link or where we said it. It's like when MSNBC goes, Alex Jones is deeply racist, Alex Jones influenced the Boston bombing, and then they just stop. It's like saying Donald Trump is from Pluto, and the spacecraft took photos, and then not showing the proof. It's just feeding on their audience. It's incredibly arrogant. But first, I want to go to the latest Mark Dice video. It's up on Infowars.com, an article Paul Watson wrote about it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, now the trendy Obama supporters want Mount Rushmore to be torn down and being replaced with something gay. Here it is.
President Obama has decided to tear down Mount Rushmore, this racist, white supremacist monument. We just took down the Confederate flag. Now Mount Rushmore is being taken down, deconstructed. Do you think that's the right decision? Should we tear down the racist, white supremacist Mount Rushmore monument to continue eradicating these symbols of racism?
Absolutely. Racism is bull. As well as gay marriage not being legalized. It's now legal in 50 states, and I think the racism thing is...
Do you think maybe we should replace Mount Rushmore with some...
positive, historic...
with some homosexuals?
Possibly, or even anti-racist anything.
Okay, so you do support President
Absolutely.
Obama's plan to tear it
Absolutely.
Down?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're just checking. They finally took down the Confederate flag the other day, the racist symbol, and it's a big controversy. They finally took it down. So Obama has now suggested that we take down Mount Rushmore as we continue eradicating these racist symbols from America's past. Do you think it's time to destroy Mount Rushmore to move forward with the New World Order?
I don't know. You pay me, I'll do any money. I'll knock that f***ing mountain down.
What do you think about President Obama deciding to reconstruct Mount Rushmore with some black people?
I think that would probably be pretty cool. When are they going to probably start that?
As soon as possible. They're getting the. He just signed the executive order, and the deconstruction is beginning immediately.
That's cool. Where's that located at?
Isn't that where they found all the treasure, national treasure?
President Obama is now working to remove Mount Rushmore, to deconstruct the monument. Do you think that's the right decision? Should we continue with the deconstruction of Mount Rushmore to eradicate these symbols of racism that are spread throughout America?
Good question. I don't know. I think that we're just kind of changing with the times, and we don't really get a say in what happens, you know? I mean, they're going to take them down if they want to take them down, but as far as you and me are concerned, it's not really...
The point is really that Mount Rushmore is all white, slave-owning men, the founding fathers of America.
Sure.
So Obama has decided to take down Mount Rushmore to continue eradicating these symbols of racism. You think that's the right decision?
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Maybe. President Obama has issued an executive order to deconstruct Mount Rushmore as we continue to remove these racist monuments.
You think way too smart to fall for this. He didn't issue it.
Good for you,
drop
bro.
The mic, hey. Walk away.
Good for you, bro.
Drop the mic,
yeah.
Walk away.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry.
Thank you.
So that guy knew what Mark was doing. I was like, I'm not falling for this. And that's the whole point. We want to alert our fellow Americans that the general public is dumbed down or in a trance. And if you say for Obama, people will support it. Like foreign insurance companies with the most corrupt Republicans, fat cats, riding Obamacare to let them cut the quality of care, have computers control everything, massively increase prices, bankrupt the country, and increase in the last 2 years global insurance company profits. This is Wall Street Journal, 47%. How do you get liberals who normally, you know, hate big rich capitalists to accept a corporate welfare deal like that. You tell them racists don't like it, racists hate Obamacare, Alex Jones is racist, he hates Obamacare. And that's what they said over and over again. Other people are racist. And they said, okay, I support it. It's like, good idiot. You're a good moron now. The IBM Nazi computers can now kill the vets.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Breaking down
Donald
Trump.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body. And there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click Complete H2O Minerals.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
One life, I'm gonna live it up. Taking flight, I'll never give it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up when I start the next hour, I've got four or five examples just today of this, and I want to play some of these video clips and go over it, not to defend myself, but to just give you a textbook example of how psyops and disinformation work. Salon has come out with a new article and says that Alex Jones' anti-PC rants could get gay people murdered, and basically says that I'm calling for violence with no proof. Just like they said Donald Trump says all Mexicans are lazy and don't work, when that's not what he said. They just misrepresent. And then we've got another one here out of the New York Times. That's the New York Times today saying Alex Jones and InfoWars with no link, no proof, says that Jade Helm is a plan for the total eradication of local militias. I mean, never said that. And they don't show where we said that. And then there's another one here, and I'm going to go over these. It's video. Alex Jones' Marine Toys for Tots clip proves he's a moron. And it's not our website. It's not our YouTube. It's not my voice. Purported to have me saying I hate the Marines and they're the enemy. And all over the country I'm getting calls, whatever the top local AM or FM stations are with the shock jock morning guys, they'll go on air and just say, announcement, announcement. I don't know why Alex Jones wants cops dead. I also don't know why Alex Jones says that the kids at Sandy Hook deserve to die. And I don't know why Alex Jones says cocaine should be legal. But I tell you, he's a problem. They're being given scripts, folks. And it's because we know exactly what the globalists are up to. They've dissolved our borders. They're bringing us into world government. The Pope is calling for world government. We decipher the fraud. I mean, I can give you hundreds of examples. Here's Bloomberg. They don't tell you, Patricia Clark, that Bloomberg is funding hundreds of millions of dollars with a nationwide initiative with a real estate group to pay off local governments to change zoning where they can raise property taxes 2-3 times and make most of your apartment cost or home cost be property tax. So they give you less so they can get more of your income. That's the admitted UN treaty Agenda 21 plan. Now, do you think they like the fact that I came on the air 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago? I mean, I've been covering this for 10 years. Their micro apartment plan. They're running the scam in Austin. They're running into San Francisco, New York. Now it's hitting Minneapolis, St. Paul, Kansas City. Do you think they like, just on that one subject, that I know every one of their scams and will come out and then announce it and do video reports and show you where they admit it? No, they hate me. They're a group of crooks stealing our freedom, running every scam you can imagine, selling off our infrastructure for pennies on the dollar. I know their game plan. I know their fraud. I'm straight shooting. They can't stand it. And they are now assassinating me big time. My name, who I am, ahead, because they've got actuaries. They've got demographics. They've got graphs. They know we've hit the mega zeitgeist. I mean, it is exponential. When I told the story last week about how I took my kids down to the hike and bike trail where there's a big, luscious creek, Barton Creek, on the city-owned Greenbelt, the population-owned Greenbelt, just giant city parks, basically, 40,000 acres of them, to be precise. And there were like 30-something people standing around at the waterfall there in the creek, and all of them were pointing at me saying, that's Alex Jones, all of them. And about 10 or 15 of them came over. 5 years ago, maybe 10 of them would be staring at me, and 5 would come over. I walked out of a restaurant a few nights ago and was walking to get an Uber maybe 200 yards, and every group of people that walked past me downtown, every group said, that's Alex Jones. Now, I don't know how we're reaching this many people. We don't see the numbers on the website. We don't see, I mean, we see huge numbers, but nothing like this. This show is loved all over the world now. Governments listen to it because I'm just a straight shooter. And we have a very accurate history. And I can't believe I'm still alive. Please pray for us. But they are assassinating us right now. I mean, they are just coming out and going, he hates black people. He hates Marines. He wants to kill cops. And then showing no proof. Because they know that as the demographic shifts and as we continue, they know that our demographic is showing we're going to basically end up reaching most people. They want a precondition so that when you say, hey, listen to Alex Jones, tune into InfoWars.com or watch this video, they go, the guy that wants to kill Marines, the guy that made up Jade Helm was going to be eminent martial law, the guy that that helped the Zarnab brothers bomb those people? The guy that's glad kids died at Sandy Hook? I mean, are you telling me the guy? And that's what they're doing. And it is a great honor. I'm not freaked out by it, really. I mean, I am at certain levels. But at the same time, this is what I asked for. This is what I prayed to God for many times, that if I was worthy, that I'd be used as a vessel against those that would hurt innocents. And I don't think I'm anybody special. I've just prayed for 20 years, at least, intensely, every night, to be able to reach billions of people and to have the strength and the focus, which I don't think I even have yet, but I think I'm on trajectory to grow into a role if God allows me to live that long. And I don't have selfish prayers. It's whatever God's will is, I'm sure, in the great plan will turn out the way it's supposed to be. But I'm telling you, if you'll just say that prayer and ask God to use you to stand up against corruption, that the doors will open and you will get a chance. At first, on a small scale, to fight corruption. At least in my case, it was like I was in training. Every trial, every tribulation, things now that I could easily deal with that I could barely handle 20 years ago, 15 years ago, is just building in boot camp for the even greater stresses I'm going to have to go under. And I'm telling you, God will answer your prayers. God doesn't answer these phony prayers these glitterbug preachers, these tax collector preachers have, where they get up there and say, pray you're going to be rich and you're going to be rich. God will deliver it. Just give me all your money, seed money, and then God will give it back to you, the widow's mite. Yeah, that happens sometimes. But she wasn't given the widow's mite back because she wanted to be rich. That was because she did it selflessly. And so God rarely, in my view, in what I've seen, answers selfish prayers unless it's part of some larger plan. But if you really want to be thrown in against the New World Order, God's going to answer your prayer. So you want to suit up on this planet and really fight evil? There's plenty of targets now, and stuff's getting really dark. And they know as the lights go out, people are going to be scrabbling and looking for answers. And there's not many people out there putting out the answers, because I'll tell you why. The reality of the globalist assault is so overwhelming, so mega massive evil, so completely given over to death, that the average person can't even basically see it because it's so alien to their nature, to their fundamental nature of being good people. Being failed, being sinful, but at the end of the day, their heart's pointed towards God, and they just can't see the devil right next to them. So watch what you ask for, though, because I'll tell you, all I'm offering is the truth. To quote Morpheus, you take the blue pill, you go back, you wake up, this never happened. You take the red pill, you go to Wonderland. And I'll show you how deep the hole goes. But remember, wait, you're about to eat the red pill? All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. But it is freedom. It is freedom. But the greatest evidence of how right we are is not just the fact that what we keep talking about keeps unfolding, but the fact that the enemy is attacking us. So I'll get into that. But, I mean, the new level of putting out fake videos and saying it's me. And, again, people wouldn't do this in the past, involved with mainstream media and government, because they knew they could be sued and beaten. They don't care anymore, which shows us that they're no holds barred, pedal to the metal, fully committed, not backing down. This is a war. And you're under attack. You can be delusional all day if you work at Salon or Raw Story or at other White House outfits. You can feel like you're protected because you're in a cult. You're not. I mean, that's why White House-run outlets call me an unstoppable monster. That was just up on screen. And that's why they say I'm dangerous and need to be shut up now. How liberal is that? Shut me up when I'm calling for human unity and to build a world for humans not for the elite and their new machine kingdom, when they're in the news five times a day. I mean, I see five or six articles a day in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, you name it, admitting that, the future without humans has been designed and planned, and we're going to be phased out. Isn't it great? And yes, you're not going to be driving your car, and yes, you're going to be sterile, and yes, you'll get a license to have a kid, and people can argue, well, look at all these lazy, dumb people. Let's do it. This is targeting everybody. Artificial intelligence to soon eliminate the family doctor. Tech Post. I mean, it's here. How many times have you heard me tell you that in the last decade? It's here. This is a plan, boys and girls. And if I hear one more yuppie go, but the computer will be non-biased, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That computer is programmed and parameters are set by people. It's like saying an electronic voting machine is non-biased. No, it's not if it's got a hacker in it. I look at how soft people are. I wish Mark Dice's videos and our videos here in Austin were a distortion. But we can go out on the hike and bike trail and say the hydrogen monoxide is all over the place. And we just need to have it banned for the earth. And 8 out of 10 people, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I've got a degree in chemistry. Leanne Mackey's like, you're so smart. And the guy's like, yeah, I got a chemistry degree from Cornell. He's like, how you doing, baby? I'm pretty tough, aren't I? Yeah, we need to ban the hydrogen monoxide. It's water, folks. You can go out and call, let's ban sodium chloride. Yeah, let's ban sodium chloride. And, you know, Bloomberg does want to restrict sodium chloride table salt. And they just are helpless. All they know how to do is act confident and cool. And it's great if you're smart and have built something, and then you want to dress nice and act cool. But, you know, quite frankly, I don't even want to associate with people that want to know me or be my friend because I act cool on an elevator or I act cool at some dinner. Because all the really cool people I know are hiding out with a few of their friends, want to be left alone, want to stay away from everybody else. And I just cannot believe how stupid people are and how they think it's a shield against reality, because it's not. When you got Planned Parenthood's director of their science operations sitting around eating fine meals, the director of medical services sitting there at how archetypal, how incredible, gobbling food and drinking red wine, talking about gutting babies and how to keep them as whole parts to, you know, when they're chopping them up. Because, see, they don't want to tell the woman, hey, we want to do a cesarean to keep the baby alive. In China, they do that. They'll grab women, take them, they're having their second or third kid, gut them, get the baby out, and keep the baby alive until the harvesting is prepared and the people are lined up and flown to Japan. They don't really fly to China. You fly into Japan. Then they gut them on the runway in a mobile execution van. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Just type in mobile execution van. They've got mobile rendering vans for the babies as well. And they just drive up because they know a woman's pregnant. They wait till about 8.5 months. They come in. They grab her. They put her under. They unzip her. They get the baby. They feed it. They give it formula. Get it ready. Then call the different folks, blood test type. They'll fly in 6, 7, 8 people that want a liver, want kidneys, want a heart. You know, they rendered the corneas, the blood, everything. And then they fly, you fly into Tokyo, and then a jet lands 1 hour after the baby's been gutted, and you're in surgery 2 hours later. I mean, does anybody feel safe with that going on? You think your life matters? See, if you don't stand up for those kids, nobody's going to stand up for you. I don't have to worry. All you people that serve evil will be judged. And what's sick about you is most of you are unconscious and just think you can make a joke about everything and giggle about it and drink some more red wine because you're a trendy. I mean, you support Caitlyn Jenner. That's what's moral. And what did Caitlyn say? Whoop-dee-doo, a guy has makeup and a wig on, like I care. But because you've got that token power and you watch the different shows and the sitcoms, and everything's cutesy and funny, that's just the cloaking device for this devilish takeover. You think you're protected. I'm going to go to break and come back with the Donald Trump info and give you my take on that. And there's so much news, and we got two big guests coming on. I'll tell you about that coming up. Briefly, we are going to sell out a Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality within the next week. We should have some in 2 to 4 weeks. Super high quality. MSNBC makes jokes about it. It's just, I don't know, what is it, 12 or so super-powered known herbs that help get your glands going and block estrogen mimickers. And nature, you know, knows best. And it's just really amazing and high quality. It helps fund our operation. Survival Shield X2 is also selling out. No one will get more of that. Super high quality, the good halogen your body needs, so they make big jokes about that. That's selling out. We've got a lot of other products, like the ProstaGuard is back in after being sold out for 2.5 months. The highest quality prostate health formula out there with high dosages of the different compounds that are admitted to be good for your prostate, just massively. Things like the saw palmetto berry powder and lycopene. That's just two of the 10 ingredients that are in there that all work synergistically together. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And basically, I'm here challenging the gladiators in the ring under full attack. And if you fund us, I'll gear up even more and head them even harder. I'm going 100%, and so just support us.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they killed ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well,
So does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You see, they've got to discredit us. Big time. Because we told you world government was coming. We told you it was three mega regions. We told you they would take over the infrastructure. We told you they would limit resources. We told you they would have driverless cars and what their plan was. And now it's all happening. So what do they do when InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and my reporters and writers and myself have been chronicling this for 20 years? And others before us. Well, they just come out and they misrepresent what we're saying and what we're doing. And they've done the same thing with Donald Trump. Now, this weekend, and then throughout the week, I watched hours of Donald Trump videos on CNN, NBC, Fox News, the lengthy 20, 30-minute interviews he does. And I went back and did research on Donald Trump. He has supported assault weapons bans. He has supported Democrats more than Republicans in the past. He does own casinos, and I'm not judging him. I'm a libertarian. You can do that. I don't think it should be illegal, but I have a right to say I think it's degenerate for most people. I'm not a gambler, so, you know, I mean, I've been to Vegas for video shoots before and gone to a roulette wheel, played some blackjack, won money, lost money, but watching the people there totally enamored in a cult, I thought was sick. And knowing that I was being chumped, it's kind of like I smoke marijuana a couple times a year to actually see what the latest stuff does, not because I like it, so I can report on it. Well, the five or six times I've gambled was so I could experience it. True experimentation. And I can tell you I don't like marijuana, and I don't like gambling. That doesn't mean you should be thrown in jail for marijuana. It doesn't mean you should be stopped from gambling. But I'm kind of digressing here. I've done deep research into Trump, and I think he is a self-made person. I think he's very articulate, very charismatic, very smart. I agree with about 95% of what he has to say. When he says bomb the oil fields, that's common sense. I said that a year and a half ago when they first took over. I said blow up the oil fields, fix them later. But our government wants them to have those oil fields. It's a proxy army of Saudi Arabia. So, see, if Trump went further like Rand Paul and said that, then I would really support him. Rand Paul is better, but Rand Paul should be turning up the heat and being a little more like Trump. He should be, quite frankly, as radical as Trump, because Trump's not being radical. And Gary Johnson, I want to get back on the show, former New Mexico governor, has probably been in studio five, six times, probably been on 15 times, and I really disagree with his political points he's trying to get, saying that Trump is catering to racists. In fact, we'll put the actual quote on screen. Here it is. Donald Trump is appealing to racist voters, says former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. I don't want to have anything to do with it, says Johnson. It's embarrassing to me. And you got Jeb Bush and everybody else saying the same thing. Embarrassing to say the illegal aliens have a lot of hardcore criminals amongst them, and they're committing crimes, and Mexico is dumping its criminals on us. That's what Cuba did. That's what areas of Eastern Europe, it's a fact. And again, it's this attack on reality. So I'll say this. I'm going to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt because he hasn't backed off and he has lost some money and lost some TV shows over this. And he does say he doesn't care about the money now. He doesn't want to lose his country. And it's good to see an old-fashioned, a patriotic Yankee like Donald Trump. And a guy like that could unify this country. The problem is, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, but he's got to be given the benefit of the doubt because he's saying what the other Republicans won't. So I'm going to stop attacking Donald Trump. I've warned, but that said, he's better than anything else we see right now. So what he's saying has to be supported and defended.
Thank you for listening to
GPN. It's more important than the man, it's the idea.
Visit GPN.
But I think he's going to betray us. That's what my gut tells me. And Spidey's never wrong.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturers
manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.